Everyone is talking about Jesus' revolution. Witness the untold origin story.
Our country is a dark and divided place, but now there's hope and it's spreading.
Of the last spiritual awakening in American history.
This is your home, and I want you to tell all your friends about it.
Jesus' Revolution, starring Jonathan Rumi and Kelsey Grammer. Rated PG-13. Some material may be inappropriate for children under 13. Jesus' Revolution, only in theaters now.
Did you know color is vital to your health? I'm not talking about the color of the walls in your house or your car or your clothes. I'm talking about the color of the food you eat. A colorful diet is a part of staying well because many nutrients are color. The antioxidant lycopene is the red pigment in tomatoes and pink grapefruit. Chlorophyll is excellent for balancing pH and cleansing the body. It's the green in kale, spinach, and broccoli. Resveratrol decreases inflammation, and it's the purple in grapes and berries. Eating a wide variety of fruits and vegetables provides your body with diverse chemistry it needs to heal itself and stay well. Eat the peelings of things like apples and carrots and cucumbers. Balance of Nature is whole produce. It contains all the vital parts in balance. Color, taste, and smell keep you well, and that's what you get with Balance of Nature.
Start now by going to balanceofnature.com and don't forget to use discount code KMC.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, inventor of MyPillow. Thanks to your support, you've helped make MyPillow become one of the fastest growing companies in America. Over the last 12 years, you've helped MyPillow create thousands of jobs right here in the USA.
When I got MyPillow, I'm asleep almost immediately. I stay asleep at night and I wake up more well-rested in the morning.
That's why I invented MyPillow. My patented fill adjusts to your exact individual needs and helps keep your neck supported and aligned. I'm interrupting this commercial to bring you my BOGO extravaganza. For example, you get one of my Giza Dream bed sheets and you get a second set absolutely free. Or my six-piece towel sets. Buy one set, get another one absolutely free. Or get my classic premium MyPillow and get another one absolutely free. So call the number on your screen or go to MyPillow.com and use your promo code to get my buy one, get one free offers and get deep discounts on all MyPillow products.
That's MyPillow.com, promo code KMC.
I've been in show business my entire life. I know when someone's an actor or an actress. And I'd hear Balance of Nature being advertised, and I just thought, these are real people out there. And they seem to just be really telling the truth about this product that they love. So I started using Balance of Nature, and immediately I started seeing results. And I went, oh my gosh, this works. I literally called up the founder, and I said, I've never done this before in my life. I want to tell people about Balance of Nature. I want it to do for them what it's done for me.
Join Kathy Lee Gifford and thousands of people worldwide on a journey to better health. Call 1-800-246-8751 or go to balanceofnature.com to get 35% off your first preferred order. That's 1-800-246-8751. Go to balanceofnature.com or call 1-800-246-8751 and get this special offer by using discount code KLG.
From the studio that brought you The Chosen,
Abraham.
The Lord came to me last night.
A story that transcends thousands of years.
Take now your son and go to the land of Moriah and there offer him.
Lord.
His only son. Rated PG-13. Some material may be inappropriate for children under 13. Spend this Easter with his only son. Go to hisonlysonmovie.com to get your tickets. Only in theaters now.
Listening to Kevin McCullough Radio, breaking news as it happens, what it means, and why it matters.
Kevin McCullough, and here we go.
5, 4, 3, 2, 1.
Obliterating confusion.
Amplifying truth.
And pursuing clarity.
Kevin McCullough, now.
Well, we've got quite a lineup for you today, friends. Terry Schilling's going to be here from the American Principles Project talking about states and how they can protect kids from porn. Always glad to champion that cause. Sean Carney's here, Kelsey Bowler, and we start with one of my favorites, Michael Goodwin, in the house. Stay here.
Binge thinking.
Kevin McCullough.
Something interesting is happening with this.
Kevin McCullough, let me start with you.
I found this thing at townhall.com by Kevin McCullough.
The big dog
has come out of nowhere.
Kevin McCullough.
I just want to help people think.
Nationally syndicated radio host and author of No, He Can't.
He is playing the role
as well as anybody could.
Kevin McCullough is a nationally syndicated radio host and author of No, He Can't.
The odds are he's right.
It's Kevin McCullough Radio.
So glad to have you with us, and just a programming alert here at the top of the show. This weekend on That Kevin Show on the Salem News Channel, join us, Kelsey Bowler, who is with us today on radio, is going to be with us in person on TV, and we've also got singer-songwriters Natalie Grant, Torrin Wells, and we're going to talk about a major issue that doesn't get a lot of play elsewhere, along with some of the breaking news. So it's going to be a huge show. I hope you'll join us. That's coming up this Saturday night at 9 p.m. on Salem News Channel, and then it will re-air Sunday night at the same time. All right. Is it going to happen? Is it not going to happen? This is what everybody wants to know, and yesterday it seemed like things started to unravel. The grand jury that was supposed to be seated and talking about the indictment and supposedly maybe voting to indict yesterday did not even have a meeting. What does all of this mean? And does this work for or against Alvin Bragg? Does it work for or against Donald Trump? I don't know that my first guest has put any of this in writing just yet, but I'm sure he's been thinking about it. Michael Goodwin is his name, and he is the he's the guy at the New York Post I love reading more than just about anybody else on their pages. Michael, welcome. Always good to have you, sir.
Always a pleasure. Thank you, Kevin.
What is your sense about where we are with this? Because it did seem full steam ahead through the weekend, and yesterday kind of a speed bump.
Well, look, I think we're all sort of reading tea leaves here, and yet it has to be said that this is a very unusual process, that you have knowledge of the grand jury, you have the witnesses, you know who they are, you know the schedule, you know that there's a supposedly a time when the grand jury will vote to indict the former president. I mean, he told us that day would be Tuesday. That does, in hindsight, look like the day that where it was supposed to happen. It didn't. Apparently, this was a rule that I had never heard of, but the former president was invited to testify. He declined sensibly, but then apparently there is a rule that allows a suspect, in this case, a target, to say, well, I would turn over to my spot somebody who will testify about the case on my behalf. And this is where this lawyer Costello comes in, and he brings up all kinds of accusations about Cohen's history of lying. There is a letter that surfaces from another attorney saying that Cohen was never reimbursed for the payments, that it was all his idea. So I think for the point, obviously, as in any trial, this is in a way a trial, a mini trial, you want to cast some doubt about the prosecution's claim. You don't have to prove your innocence. You just have to convince, in this case, some members of the grand jury that the main witness is lying, and therefore there's some doubt about the charges about to be leveled. That
right.
seems to be where we are, and I think that's probably a pretty good resolution of what has happened so far.
There have been, I think, about a dozen prosecutors that have looked at the facts of this case and on an official level said, no, we're going to pass on this. We're not going to pursue this. And even Bragg himself was someone that had that opinion only a few months ago.
Yes, and I think that is sort of the nexus here, Kevin, that gets us to what is this? And it is hard to escape the conclusion that this is a political prosecution.
Yeah.
When you have so many prosecutors saying this has never been tried, this thing that he's trying to do apparently is link up a state issue with a federal issue, to sort of hopscotch from one to the other, it's untenable if the person you're trying to indict is the former president of the United States, and no former president has ever been indicted on any charge. So all of this adds up to, why would you take this case? Why would you try to make this leap, this novel interpretation? Why would you do it against a former president when no former president has ever been indicted? And the only possible answer is that it's political.
Yeah.
And so when you go down that road, I have a hard time seeing how this thing would survive an appeal. It certainly would be a, if they get an indictment, it certainly would be on appeal by Trump to perhaps all the way to the Supreme Court. It would certainly, I think, be a big hurdle at a trial if it were to survive all those challenges. And then, of course, any conviction would be appealed, and all of them on these lines that we're just discussing. So Alvin Bragg, frankly, looks like a fool here. He looks like somebody who's way out ahead of his skis, is reaching too high, is trying too hard to be something that the law just doesn't support.
Even a ledger entry, you know, saying that I paid my attorney this amount of money and I recorded in the ledger that it was for legal activity, and you're saying I should have put it down as something else, and that's a felony. It's not just a misdemeanor under the New York State tax code, but it's a felony, and you get to go 7 years from when it supposedly happened and all the rest of that. I mean, it really just befuddles, I think, just common sense people. And I'm curious as to your thought of what has that done to particularly independent-minded voters that have been watching this for the last 4 or 5 days play out?
Well, look, I think if nothing else, it is a it's a clinic in how crazy the Democrats have been about Donald Trump. That they are willing to go this far, I think, shows that they really have lost sight of the plot here. This is the Trump derangement syndrome writ large. This is what's causing this. As you mentioned, Bragg was opposed to this and got a lot of criticism from the Trump haters. Many of them, some of them who worked for Robert Mueller and were unhappy that Mueller didn't hang Trump. And so it feels like a vengeance tour for Andrew Weissman and that crowd. And
yep.
So I think that Bragg has just, you know, full of hot air about himself and under a lot of attack about the crime in New York City that he doesn't seem to care about. This is a crime he seems to care about, if it's a crime at all. And that's, again, another element of this, that it just stretches in too many directions to cover holes. And when you do that, you are inviting skepticism. And
yeah.
I think that, you know, before sophisticated judges, before an appellate panel, a good lawyer will tear this case to shreds. And there will be no precedent to stand on for Bragg. And so it's just weak legally, which makes it puts all the weight on the political scales. And that's where I think it ultimately collapses.
Yeah. Well, my colleague here at Salem Radio in New York, Arthur Idala, well-known criminal defense attorney in New York City, said on his show just 2 nights ago, he's asked at least a dozen or more additional prosecutors or people that have been prosecutors. He couldn't find one person. He couldn't find one out of everyone that he asked that said that this case had anything worth merit to even bring, much less go and argue it. Michael Goodwin, appreciate your insights as always.
My pleasure, Kevin. Thank you.
Read them in the New York Post. You'll be glad you did. When we come back, a lot more still straight ahead on today's big edition, Kelsey Bowler, and a very important topic. Don't go away.
From the studio that brought you The Chosen.
Abraham.
The Lord came to me last night.
A story that transcends thousands of years.
Take now your son and go to the land of Moriah and there offer him.
Lord.
His only son. Rated PG-13. Some material may be inappropriate for children under 13. Spend this Easter with his only son. Go to hisonlysonmovie.com to get your tickets. Only in theaters now.
Did you know color is vital to your health? I'm not talking about the color of the walls in your house or your car or your clothes. I'm talking about the color of the food you eat. A colorful diet is a part of staying well because many nutrients are color. The antioxidant lycopene is the red pigment in tomatoes and pink grapefruit. Chlorophyll is excellent for balancing pH and cleansing the body. It's the green in kale, spinach, and broccoli. Resveratrol decreases inflammation, and it's the purple in grapes and berries. Eating a wide variety of fruits and vegetables provides your body with diverse chemistry it needs to heal itself and stay well. Eat the peelings of things like apples and carrots and cucumbers. Balance of Nature is whole produce. It contains all the vital parts in balance. Color, taste, and smell keep you well, and that's what you get with Balance of Nature.
Start now by going to balanceofnature.com and don't forget to use discount code KMC.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, inventor of MyPillow. Thanks to your support, you've helped make MyPillow become one of the fastest growing companies in America. Over the last 12 years, you've helped MyPillow create thousands of jobs right here in the USA.
When I got MyPillow, I'm asleep almost immediately. I stay asleep at night and I wake up more well-rested in the morning.
That's why I invented MyPillow. My patented fill adjusts to your exact individual needs and helps keep your neck supported and aligned. I'm interrupting this commercial to bring you my BOGO extravaganza. For example, you get one of my Giza Dream bed sheets and you get a second set absolutely free. Or my six-piece towel sets. Buy one set, get another one absolutely free. Or get my classic premium MyPillow and get another one absolutely free. So call the number on your screen or go to MyPillow.com and use your promo code to get my buy one, get one free offers and get deep discounts on all MyPillow products.
That's MyPillow.com, promo code KMC.
I've been in show business my entire life. I know when someone's an actor or an actress. And I'd hear Balance of Nature being advertised, and I just thought, these are real people out there. And they seem to just be really telling the truth about this product that they love. So I started using Balance of Nature, and immediately I started seeing results. And I went, oh my gosh, this works. I literally called up the founder, and I said, I've never done this before in my life. I want to tell people about Balance of Nature. I want it to do for them what it's done for me.
Join Kathy Lee Gifford and thousands of people worldwide on a journey to better health. Call 1-800-246-8751 or go to balanceofnature.com to get 35% off your first preferred order. That's 1-800-246-8751. Go to balanceofnature.com or call 1-800-246-8751 and get this special offer by using discount code KLG.
Take one modern lady, mix with classic sensibilities and a keen eye on what's news. A fellow at the Independent Women's Forum, Kelsey Bowler, exclusively at Kevin McCullough Radio.
Well, I don't know if you saw the article this week, but there was a, I don't know what, trans-identifying male is how they're calling it, Tiffany Thomas. It's a biological male that won a woman's bike race, and it was interesting to, you know, just see that once again a man competing against all these women generally tends to win. And my next guest, Kelsey Bowler, the aforementioned, just said on Twitter, she said, rather than the exception, these stories are quickly becoming the norm. Aren't they, though? I mean, I remember a year ago, 2 years ago, when the girls in Connecticut were losing all their track meets because you had two dudes racing in the girls' division, and it's just gotten worse seemingly week after week since then. The aforementioned Kelsey Bowler does join us, and I'm grateful for her time. She's a busy mom, and she is also doing important work for the Independent Women's Forum. If you have not been apprised to her Identity Crisis docu-series that started out as a documentary and is now grown beyond that, you need to go to IWF.org. And see that for yourself. But Kelsey, we're not going to talk about the detransitioning issue today. We've talked a lot about that in the past. There's another subject that you're quite passionate about, mostly because you're in the throes of it yourself. There's this story or there's this book that appears to attack motherhood, and you commented on it, and you said it's part of a larger trend. What do you mean?
Yeah, unfortunately, I'm sure many in your audience are familiar with these very negative depictions of motherhood. It seems like any time one of the mainstream establishment news organizations is willing to feature a story on motherhood, it depicts it in a negative light as mothers being victims of the patriarchy, of slaves to their children, and really just children being the source of so much unhappiness in their lives, when we actually know the studies tell us the exact opposite, that the vast majority of women are extremely fulfilled by motherhood. In fact, there's few things in life that can be as meaningful and fulfilling as bringing a new child into this world. And that's not to say motherhood doesn't come with its challenges, that sure. Certainly I support, you know, having open and honest conversations about, but unfortunately I'm seeing this slippery slope where the coverage has now got to the point where we have this New York Times book review of some fictional book, and it's praising this new book. The piece is called The Hand That Rocks the Cradle is Exhausted. And the book goes so far in attempting to destigmatize postpartum depression that it's treating the symptoms of postpartum depression as if it were just an honest rendering of early motherhood, of, you know, what moms experience, when in reality postpartum depression is a very serious diagnosis that, yes, you know, a significant number of new moms face, but it is not normal, and we don't want to treat it as normal, because if you are a mother who's struggling with postpartum depression and you're being told by the media that your feelings are normal, you might not go seek treatment. Why would you seek treatment for something that everybody is telling you is normal? So I think it's a very dangerous depiction of motherhood. It's false and completely toxic, something we have to reject.
What is the end game for people that are down on motherhood? Where does this idea that, you know, just because it's not just you, my friend Bethany Mandel, who just gave birth, was on The Hill's closed circuit TV morning show a week ago, I think, on something called The Rising. And the female anchor on that show, Brianna Gray, I think is her name, was in the off mic, hot mic, saying, you know, oh, I hate parents, I hate mothers. This all out despising of motherhood and of parents, like, I don't get it. What's the goal there?
I think the goal is twofold. One, it is part of this larger, larger effort to literally stop women from having children in the name of the climate crisis. There are some very powerful individuals who believe, you know, children and babies and high birth rates are the cause of our environmental issues, and the only way to solve it is to stop having babies. I know that sounds ridiculous and conspiracy theory-esque, but you know, this is a real effort happening all the way up at the UN. And we know many organizations are involved with trying to promote birth control, other forms of contraception, even abortion, onto countries with relatively high birth rates, because they are just against procreation in general.
Right.
I think, you know, something that's probably more relatable here in the United States is this effort to have every woman in the workforce contributing to our global economy. Unfortunately, I think so many powerful figures here in the United States devalue women as mothers and paint this picture that women are contributing the most to society when they're engaging in the workforce. And unfortunately, we know that this isn't what many women want, especially after motherhood. Many women value flexibility, the ability to be a mom and also contribute maybe part-time to the workforce, or they value the ability to just take a step back when taking care of their little ones, because there's nothing more important in their lives at that time than raising those little children. So, I think there's many motivations to devalue and disparage motherhood. Those are two shining examples that, you know, come up time and again in the media. But I think it's really unfortunate that the New York Times and other publications continue to promote this false and at times dangerous depiction of motherhood. Yeah. It's extremely degrading to those of us, the vast majority of us, who are extremely fulfilled by it.
Well, I was about to say, I think that the people that fall into those categories, at least to the degree that you describe them, are so minute percentage-wise, but they have this kind of outsized voice in media that makes it seem like, you know, you're not a good feminist if you love kids. And
right.
I don't comprehend that, because, again, society does not survive if we don't have another generation of children. I know that they're kind of ticked that, you know, those of us of sincere worldview and belief and even faith get to pass those legacies down to our kids. And I know that they think that if you have like a ton of kids, you know, you're going to have a lot of people that still believe in those old fashioned weirdo ideas of worldview and faith and principle and morals and all that stuff. But I'm kind of like, that comes with the territory. We're having the kids. You're not. You're not raising little monsters to negate what my hopefully good, responsible kids are going to bring to this world. And I don't know. I think the world's a better place when we follow that. Anyway, always appreciate the insights, Kelsey. Thanks for being with us.
Yeah, Kevin, they're threatened by it. Thank you.
You got it. All right, there she goes. And she put on Twitter that she was reading that article while cleaning up the puke of her 3-year-old, 30 weeks pregnant, and, you know, fighting a stomach bug herself. I mean, who's a bigger hero than moms these days? Gavin McCullough, coming right back.
When hope is hard to find, a new collection of real-life stories from Fox News' Harris Faulkner reveals how salvation came when it was needed most. Faith still moves mountains. Miraculous stories of the healing power of prayer. Go to foxnewsbooks.com to order now.
Did you know color is vital to your health? I'm not talking about the color of the walls in your house or your car or your clothes. I'm talking about the color of the food you eat. A colorful diet is a part of staying well because many nutrients are color. The antioxidant lycopene is the red pigment in tomatoes and pink grapefruit. Chlorophyll is excellent for balancing pH and cleansing the body. It's the green in kale, spinach, and broccoli. Resveratrol decreases inflammation, and it's the purple in grapes and berries. Eating a wide variety of fruits and vegetables provides your body with diverse chemistry it needs to heal itself and stay well. Eat the peelings of things like apples and carrots and cucumbers. Balance of Nature is whole produce. It contains all the vital parts in balance. Color, taste, and smell keep you well, and that's what you get with Balance of Nature.
Start now by going to balanceofnature.com, and don't forget to use discount code KMC.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, inventor of MyPillow. Thanks to your support, you've helped make MyPillow become one of the fastest growing companies in America. Over the last 12 years, you've helped MyPillow create thousands of jobs right here in the USA.
When I got MyPillow, I'm asleep almost immediately. I stay asleep at night, and I wake up more well-rested in the morning.
That's why I invented MyPillow. My patented fill adjusts to your exact individual needs and helps keep your neck supported and aligned. I'm interrupting this commercial to bring you my BOGO extravaganza. For example, you get one of my Giza Dream bed sheets and you get a second set absolutely free. Or my 6-piece towel sets. Buy one set, get another one absolutely free. Or get my classic premium MyPillow and get another one absolutely free. So call the number on your screen or go to MyPillow.com and use your promo code to get my buy one, get one free offers and get deep discounts on all MyPillow products.
That's MyPillow.com, promo code KMC.
I've been in show business my entire life. I know when someone's an actor or an actress. And I'd hear Balance of Nature being advertised, and I just thought, these are real people out there. And they seem to just be really telling the truth about this product that they love. So I started using Balance of Nature, and immediately I started seeing results. And I went, oh my gosh, this works. I literally called up the founder, and I said, I've never done this before in my life. I want to tell people about Balance of Nature. I want it to do for them what it's done for me.
Join Kathy Lee Gifford and thousands of people worldwide on a journey to better health. Call 1-800-246-8751 or go to balanceofnature.com to get 35% off your first preferred order. That's 1-800-246-8751. Go to balanceofnature.com or call 1-800-246-8751 and get this special offer by using discount code KLG.
Obliterating confusion, amplifying truth, and pursuing clarity. It's Kevin McCullough Radio.
All right, Kevin McCullough, glad to have you with us. Well, we were just talking about how the New York Times is trying to degrade and demoralize and to erase basically moms from the equation. There are other states, there are states that are trying to do things in equally evil fashion. And Fox News reporting on just this week, actually the Associated Press reported, Fox News re-amplified the story. But the headline is Minnesota moves to fortify status as refuge for people seeking abortions. What they're trying to do, and California's already done this, and in fact, California's gone further. They're actually paying people to come to California and have their abortions. Come here and kill your kids. That's what they want to do in California. Minnesota hasn't gone quite that far yet, but they have, they are in the process of passing a law that would prohibit law enforcement from exercising subpoenas, judgments, or extradition requests from other states against people who get, perform, or assist with abortions in Minnesota. And the Senate version passed its first committee test last week. The House, the State House is working on this now. But that's the move in some of these bluer states now. The move is to, if the red states are going to ban abortion, then we're going to turn it into a super industry. And here to discuss is Sean Carney, CEO and president of 40 Days for Life. Sean, good to have you back. The trend here is disturbing, particularly if you live in or around one of these blue states. They're becoming the capitals of death, if you will.
Yeah, and you rightly use the word industry. But the difference is, like where I live in Texas, we're recruiting tech companies. Elon Musk just moved to Texas. Oil companies have been based here. There are companies flooding out of California really for the last 15 years and coming to Texas. These other states are recruiting abortion doctors. The problem with that is that we need oil and we need tech and we need cars and we need computers. We don't need abortion. And we have so much data that shows how much of a deterrent travel is, even within a state. This is why Texas passed all these laws and closed all these abortion facilities. And they said, oh, you can't do that because it's an undue burden and women have to travel. So, you know, distance is a deterrent. And the idea that these women are like flocking to these states, they haven't done it in California since they overturned Roe v. Wade. And I think they're dramatically overestimating how many women are going to come to Minnesota.
That's probably true on every level of what you just said. It is not stopping, though, the activists within the elected communities of those state officials from going after this super hard, we're going to kill all the babies we can kind of atmosphere.
No. You're exactly right. The desire to see the baby die is the problem. It is the problem. And building 50 abortion facilities on the border of Minnesota or in New Mexico, you don't just have to do abortions to keep an abortion facility open. You have to do a lot of abortions. We've closed 136 abortion facilities, one of which is now our headquarters for 40 Days for Life. You have to produce, you have to do a lot of abortion. And the elephant in the room right now is, number one, there's a huge shortage of abortion doctors, which is why they're becoming so dependent on medical or chemical abortions. There's a huge shortage of abortion doctors. Their average age is well into the 70s. And that's a good sign. Young doctors may be for abortion, but they don't want to get into the barbaric act of it. So the market is not there. And you'll hear reports. We heard them in Texas when we got our heartbeat law. These Oklahoma abortion clinic workers came out and said, all the license plates are from Texas. And they were initially, and then that went away. So you're going to see these sort of sensational reports from the media. Everybody's driving in the world to go get an abortion. Every woman just doesn't feel like a woman unless they go and they have an abortion and have their company pay for it. That's just not the case. It is so insulting to the women themselves.
Well, it's one of those things where, as we still kind of come out of the post Roe v. Wade era since the Dobbs decision, that I think states are, you know, wrestling with, and what they're not accounting for is some of what you're talking about. The fact that abortion has become in some corners so distasteful. It's not looked upon as something that you want to be associated with. And if we could continue to kind of stigmatize the activity in that way in people's minds. And I don't think that science is going to do anything but help us in that regard in the days to come, because obviously we're learning more and more about the development of that life earlier and earlier in its stages than we've ever known before. And it's, you know, I think it's the miracle of 3D ultrasounds that turned, you know, a few generations back, those incoming freshmen into university, more pro-life than we'd seen in several generations previous. Sean Carney, president of the 40 Days for Life, thank you for being with us. We appreciate it.
I appreciate it. Thank you so much.
You got it. Kevin McCullough coming right back.
From the studio that brought you The Chosen.
Abraham.
The Lord came to me last night.
A story that transcends thousands of years.
Take now your son and go to the land of Moriah and there offer him.
Lord.
His only son. Rated PG-13. Some material may be inappropriate for children under 13. Spend this Easter with his only son. Go to hisonlysonmovie.com to get your tickets. Only in theaters now.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, inventor of MyPillow. Thanks to your support, you've helped make MyPillow become one of the fastest growing companies in America. Over the last 12 years, you've helped MyPillow create thousands of jobs right here in the USA.
When I got MyPillow, I'm asleep almost immediately. I stay asleep at night and I wake up more well-rested in the morning.
That's why I invented MyPillow. My patented fill adjusts to your exact individual needs and helps keep your neck supported and aligned. I'm interrupting this commercial to bring you my BOGO extravaganza. For example, you get one of my Giza Dream bed sheets and you get a second set absolutely free. Or my six-piece towel sets. Buy one set, get another one absolutely free. Or get my classic premium MyPillow and get another one absolutely free. So call the number on your screen or go to MyPillow.com and use your promo code to get my buy one, get one free offers and get deep discounts on all MyPillow products.
That's MyPillow.com, promo code KMC.
Everyone is talking about Jesus' revolution. Witness the untold origin story.
Our country is a dark and divided place, but now there's hope and it's spreading.
Of the last spiritual awakening in American history.
This is your home, and I want you to tell all your friends about it.
Jesus' Revolution, starring Jonathan Rumi and Kelsey Grammer. Rated PG-13. Some material may be inappropriate for children under 13. Jesus' Revolution, only in theaters now.
Did you know color is vital to your health? I'm not talking about the color of the walls in your house or your car or your clothes. I'm talking about the color of the food you eat. A colorful diet is a part of staying well because many nutrients are color. The antioxidant lycopene is the red pigment in tomatoes and pink grapefruit. Chlorophyll is excellent for balancing pH and cleansing the body. It's the green in kale, spinach, and broccoli. Resveratrol decreases inflammation, and it's the purple in grapes and berries. Eating a wide variety of fruits and vegetables provides your body with diverse chemistry it needs to heal itself and stay well. Eat the peelings of things like apples and carrots and cucumbers. Balance of Nature is whole produce. It contains all the vital parts in balance. Color, taste, and smell keep you well, and that's what you get with Balance of Nature.
Start now by going to balanceofnature.com and don't forget to use discount code KMC.
From the studio that brought you The Chosen.
Abraham.
The Lord came to me last night.
A story that transcends thousands of years.
Take now your son and go to the land of Moriah and there offer him.
Lord.
His only son.
rated PG-13. Some material may be inappropriate for children under 13. Spend this Easter with his only son. Go to hisonlysonmovie.com to get your tickets. Only in theaters now.
If it's happening in New York or across the globe, learn why it matters first on Kevin McCullough Radio.
All right, Kevin McCullough, glad to have you with us. You know, we can have a conversation about the transitioning and detransitioning of kids. We can have a conversation about human trafficking. We can have a conversation about a lot of other social ills in our society, particularly in the West, without any attempt to try to divorce them from the issue of pornography. And you haven't heard a lot of people talk about this in recent times, but it is said. My pastor just said last Sunday he'd read some statistic where in online porn, somewhere in the 80-85% range of everything that is produced with people that are subject to or impacted by human trafficking on some level. So when people consume this, they're contributing to that social ill. That's not the only reason, but it might be a good reason that the president of the American Principles Project, Terry Schilling, is saying in Newsweek this week, states have got to push ahead with protecting kids from porn, and Terry Schilling now joins us. Terry, it is an evil unto itself, but it is an evil that loops a lot of other things into it, is it not?
Well, yeah, that's absolutely right, Kevin, and thank you so much for having me on to discuss this really important issue. The issue of pornography is just like every other sin in that it continues to create victims throughout the entire institution. The people that are performing in these videos against their will, a lot of times, and the viewers and the producers, they all end up getting harmed at the end of it. It's just like every other sin in that regard. So you have the thing that I'm most concerned about on top of the human trafficking angle is what pornography industry is doing to our children and their minds. I've read way too many reports from social workers, one out of Philadelphia, who deals with children that are sexual abusers and those that have been sexually abused. And she told me that the common denominator among all of the kids that she deals with that have committed sexual abuse against another is that they have all been exposed to pornography online. And she gave me a story about how some children will actually end up staying up all night long because of the dopamine and the adrenaline rush that these kids get from pornography, staying up all night long watching pornography and then going to school the next day and sleeping through. This online porn industry is creating an epidemic of porn zombies, essentially. Children that then aren't learning in school, but they are being brainwashed into this porn culture that we've created. It's absolutely terrible, and that's why it's good that states are starting to push back to protect them.
What are some of the states doing?
Essentially, the first step in this fight that we're seeing in four states specifically, Utah, Arkansas, Louisiana, and my home state of Virginia, is meaningful age verification. So the current system in most states is you go to a porn site and you select I am over 18. What these new states are requiring is for meaningful age verification, the same age verification that we require for alcohol websites, for gambling websites, for tobacco websites, and even for marijuana websites. I never thought I'd be saying that, that's for sure. But there, you have to upload a photo ID. You have to verify who you are before you're given access. We're going to be treating pornography the same way we treat all the other adult industries in this country and keeping a level playing field across the board. It's a very good first step.
For people that are not, as up to speed on what exactly, their kids are getting exposed to, how bad is it? And what are they, for the devil's argument's sake, what is the downside of kids, running across this stuff? And I think that it has to be something that every parent thinks about because as we get more connected with more devices in more ways, this just finds more ways to find our kids.
No, that's exactly right, and that's a great question, Kevin. The most popular genres, so to speak, of pornography that are growing at an incredible level are incest pornography. It's transgender pornography. It's anime pornography called hentai that have unrealistic and graphic depictions. I mean, the hentai stuff is incredibly odd stuff that would really warp your child's mind. It's violent. It's insane. The effect that pornography has on children is incredible. It changes how they view sexual relations, and it takes them from viewing sexual relations as, you know, loving and respectful and to be done with your spouse, into being all about yourself and your own personal gratification. And it's why we are in the state that we are in such a sexually broken world. It makes children unsatisfied once they do get married, because your spouse cannot perform as much as pornography can, right? You can watch pornography unlimited for unlimited amounts of time, whenever you want, however you want, but your spouse is another human being, another child of God, and they can't compete with that. And so it creates really sexually dissatisfied people, which causes a lot of other problems in society.
Well, and then that's not even addressing the issue of what, once a child is exposed to it to some degree, then begins to act out upon with other kids. And I don't mean necessarily in consensual ways. I mean, this is the problem. You open a can of worms that really it's impossible to put everything back. That doesn't even, what you just said doesn't even include then the damage that damaged child carries out against other children.
No, that's exactly right. Children reenact what they see in life, and they reenact and attempt to reenact what they see in these videos. You know, I miss the days when liberals were trying to ban violent video games and violent music on the radio. They all told us that children reenact this stuff and that it serves as a bad thing for them and creates more violence. And that's true. When children are exposed to violence, sexual violence, they then go and recreate it, because children have a hard time distinguishing between reality and fiction. They really do. And it's important to protect them from all of this stuff. But you're exactly right. When children see this crazy stuff depicted on porn sites, they then go and try and recreate it many times with their peers. And it creates incredible amounts of harm and damage to their peers and even to themselves.
Yeah. All right. Well, Terry Schilling, thank you for a great piece in Newsweek. And friends, I want to keep this in front of you. And by the way, there are governors that are doing stuff about this. Sarah Huckabee Sanders is signing one of the toughest laws in regards to this this month. And very, very pleased with what she and Governor Youngkin and others are doing on the matter nationwide. Kevin McCullough coming right back. Stay with us.
From the studio that brought you The Chosen.
Abraham,
the Lord came to me last night.
A story that transcends thousands of years.
Take now your son and go to the land of Moriah, and there offer him,
Lord,
his only son. Rated PG-13. Some material may be inappropriate for children under 13. Spend this Easter with his only son. Go to hisonlysonmovie.com to get your tickets. Only in theaters now.
I've been in show business my entire life. I know when someone's an actor or an actress. And I'd hear Balance of Nature being advertised, and I just thought, these are real people out there. And they seem to just be really telling the truth about this product that they love. So I started using Balance of Nature, and immediately I started seeing results. And I went, oh my gosh, this works. I literally called up the founder, and I said, I've never done this before in my life. I want to tell people about Balance of Nature. I want it to do for them what it's done for me.
Join Kathy Lee Gifford and thousands of people worldwide on a journey to better health. Call 1-800-246-8751 or go to balanceofnature.com to get 35% off your first preferred order. That's 1-800-246-8751. Go to balanceofnature.com or call 1-800-246-8751 and get this special offer by using discount code KLG.
color is vital to your health? I'm not talking about the color of the walls in your house or your car or your clothes. I'm talking about the color of the food you eat. A colorful diet is a part of staying well because many nutrients are color. The antioxidant lycopene is the red pigment in tomatoes and pink grapefruit. Chlorophyll is excellent for balancing pH and cleansing the body. It's the green in kale, spinach, and broccoli. Resveratrol decreases inflammation, and it's the purple in grapes and berries. Eating a wide variety of fruits and vegetables provides your body with diverse chemistry it needs to heal itself and stay well. Eat the peelings of things like apples and carrots and cucumbers. Balance of Nature is whole produce. It contains all the vital parts in balance. Color, taste, and smell keep you well, and that's what you get with Balance of Nature.
Start now by going to balanceofnature.com and don't forget to use discount code KMC.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, inventor of MyPillow. Thanks to your support, you've helped make MyPillow become one of the fastest growing companies in America. Over the last 12 years, you've helped MyPillow create thousands of jobs right here in the USA.
When I got MyPillow, I'm asleep almost immediately. I stay asleep at night and I wake up more well rested in the morning.
That's why I invented MyPillow. My patented fill adjusts to your exact individual needs and helps keep your neck supported and aligned. I'm interrupting this commercial to bring you my BOGO extravaganza. For example, you get one of my Giza Dream bed sheets and you get a second set absolutely free. Or my six-piece towel sets. Buy one set, get another one absolutely free. Or get my classic premium MyPillow and get another one absolutely free. So call the number on your screen or go to MyPillow.com and use your promo code to get my buy one, get one free offers and get deep discounts on all MyPillow products.
That's MyPillow.com, promo code KMC.
Everyone is talking about Jesus Revolution. Witness the untold origin story.
Our country is a dark and divided place, but now is hope, and it's spreading.
Of the last spiritual awakening in American history.
This is your home, and I want you to tell all your friends about it.
Jesus Revolution, starring Jonathan Rumi and Kelsey Grammer. Rated PG-13. Some material may be inappropriate for children under 13. Jesus Revolution, only in theaters now.
What you need to know when you need it. It's Kevin McCullough Radio.
All right, friends, thanks for being with us. And again, programming alert this weekend on That Kevin Show. We've got some pretty interesting things happening. We're gonna tackle an enormous issue that I feel very passionately about, and I want you to join me to kind of walk that through with me. But in addition to that, we've got Kelsey Bowler of the Independent Women's Forum. You heard her earlier today. And we've also got singer-songwriters Torrin Wells and Natalie Grant both slated to appear. So it's going to be an enormous show. I hope that you're making plans to be with us now. You know, when we were talking with Kelsey earlier, I just made a slight reference to the bicycle race that was a woman's bicycle race that a trans man, won. And they call him trans man because, I can't even get this straight. It was a biological man dressed as a woman that won the race. So he identifies as female, even though stronger, bigger, faster than all the women that were in the race, and he won the race running away. And Kelsey said in her tweet about the story that sadly this is becoming the norm. These headlines are becoming the norm, not the exception. Well, I give you proof that she's telling the truth. Within the last 24 hours, I put on my Instagram feed a link to a story from Fox News, and here's the headline. USA Today gives Woman of the Year honor to transgender state lawmaker. This particular person's name, Lee Finke, and on Outnumbered, the girls there, Harris Faulkner and Kaylee McEnany and the arrest, they argued that this bestowing this honor on this biological male takes away from the accomplishments of every other woman on the list. Independent Women's Forum linked to this on their social media and said, in a major blow to women, USA Today honors a biological male as Woman of the Year. This is unacceptable and a slap in the face to all women who have fought for a seat at the table only to have awards, opportunities, scholarships, and trophies taken away from them by males identifying as women. Now, in their comment section, you would have figured that there were, you know, activists that were going to go off on them and call them bigots and so forth. In 100+ comments that are on the post, I don't see a single one. Not a single one. And you know why? Because there's no one that argues with this. This is bad news for everybody. When you give what is rightfully earned by women to men, and you're doing it for the dumbest reasons, not science at all. Kevin McCullough, we'll see you next time.